And if you were the king of Bhutan all of a sudden, what kind of things would you do as the king?
As the king?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just for example.
Okay, if I give you an example. I think what our food king is doing is very good for our country, especially the concept of GNH, gross national happiness, because it's giving more importance to the happiness instead of the gross national product. Yep. So I think it's very good.
Yep.
So if I get an opportunity, especially to rule the country, I think like our food king, I also would give more importance to the happiness of the people than to the gross national product.
Yeah.
Because if the people are happiness, naturally the wealth will come, I think.
Yeah. And so, what do you think leads to happiness for people?
I think to become happy, I don't know how the happiness can measure, but I think that to become happy, they'll have to have some set, a sort of physical thing for them. Like if they have enough food to eat, if they have shelter to sleep or stay, and they have enough to eat, then I think the people will be happy if they get a necessary thing out of life. Then.
So you think it's the basics of food and shelter. Do you think there's anything else that people need to be happy?
One thing is, I think, love, I think.
Love.
Especially love of the parents, friends, relatives.
Yeah.
Yes, I think the love is important to become happy.
Yeah. And as you know life in Bhutan, do you think that those three things are available for most people? Food, shelter, and love? Or are there a lot of people that are missing something?
I think Bhutan, the people have the sort of thing, the basic things of life, compared to a neighboring country, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially compared, if I compare to India, I think in India, most of the people are living under poverty line, I think.
Yeah.
But in Bhutan, it's not like that. We have gotten a few people living under poverty line, but most of the people, they have their own house to live, they have their own land to cultivate in Bhutan.
Yeah.
So I think the people are not facing such a type of problem like India.
Yeah. And is there anything about life in Bhutan that you would change if you were in that position?
I don't know.
Anything that you think could be improved or could be done differently?
Go Bhutan?
Yeah.
If I could improve one thing about Bhutan, I think in Bhutan, especially in the most remote parts, they are short of teachers, I think.
They're short of teachers?
Yes. Yeah. Due to short of teachers, the students are facing lots of problems. Yeah. I think and to develop the country, I think education is a must.
Yeah.
So I think to develop the country, the education must, and to have a better quality of education, there should be enough teachers and facilities.
Yeah.
But in the most remote parts of the country, there are not enough teachers and school doesn't have enough facilities.
Yeah.
So I think I'll try to improve that.
So why do you think there's this shortage of teachers? Is the issue that young people are not interested in becoming teachers? They want to go into business instead or something else?
No, that's not the problem, I think. I think the most teacher wanted to be transfer in the town area, I think. So the most teacher doesn't want to come to the remote areas.
Oh, I see.
So that's the problem.
So it's a lifestyle problem.
It's a lifestyle problem.
Yeah, interesting. And do you consider your work here in Ura as being a pretty remote teacher, or is this a more centralized teacher?
I think Ura is not in a remote. Ura is not in a remote place.
It's not, okay.
From the education department side, Ura is considered in as semi-urban.
Yeah.
So it's not remote also, in Ura also. So I think.
Did you ever consider taking a job in a very remote location?
No.
No, not for you either.